Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
So I mentioned before the break there, Jamie, you know as well as I do, who is the most courageous reporter in town?
Well, duh. Jim freaking Hooley.
You got that right. And freaking is his middle name, folks.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Listen, Fox 31 puts this guy in the danger zone every day of the week. He walks out to cover the most dangerous stories there are in the Denver Metro. You're not going to believe what he's doing this morning. He's chasing a guy with a machete.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, wait, this is actually serious.
Yeah, there's a guy with a machete.
Okay, all right, so I have
it's
not
dead
even...
dead serious,
dude,
are you kidding?
I know, but I haven't heard any of this. I thought you were going to be funny.
No, I'm serious.
Jim freaking Hooley?
Jim Hooley is in Boulder.
Freaking Hooley.
I'm afraid to say it because I feel like I'm going to say something else.
Yeah.
But Jim Hooley is in Boulder because there's a guy in Boulder running around town that's already been after a couple of people with a machete.
Threatening people.
When did this happen?
Threatening people.
The last couple days?
Yeah, last couple days.
Been?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this.
Jim Hooley is on the scene out there trying to track this guy down all by himself. He doesn't even have assistance with him.
Does he have, like, a machete himself?
He's got swords.
Oh,
ready.
He does have swords. I mean, he's got to have something with him.
All right, here's Jim Hooley in Boulder this morning, chasing the guy with the machete.
Here's the guy that police are looking for this morning. Both incidents happening near downtown Boulder again over the past couple of 48 hours. The first one happening on Monday night on Spruce Street near downtown. A man came out of his house, spotted somebody in the bushes. The suspect pulled a machete out of his backpack, threatened the man before getting away. The other incident happening just last night about 5 o'clock in the evening. And this time some people discovered a suspect trying to burglarize their home on Grove Circle. And again, he pulled a machete out of his backpack, threatened the victims before this time he rode away in a bicycle. Here's a description of the suspect police are looking for. Police say he's a white man in his 30s. He's got a short, balding buzz cut, a black beard only about an inch long. He's about 5'10", 5'11", 160 pounds. The victims say he smells like smoke and he was wearing a black hat, a black face mask and a black ski coat as well. Again, armed, considered to be dangerous. So police say, if you do see this guy, do not approach him. Don't try to do anything with him. Do not approach. Simply call investigators here at the Boulder Police Headquarters.
You don't approach unless you're Jim effing Hooley. That's who gets to approach him.
Wow. All
right.
Is that
crazy?
We're all looking for a guy on a bike with a machete.
Yeah, wielding a machete.
That smells like smoke, so he probably has a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Well, he has a backpack because that's where he's pulling the machete from the backpack, so we know that for a fact. But he's, I guess he's been terrorizing some people for a couple of days up there.
And Jim Hooley's on it.
Yeah.
Just out there just looking for him.
You don't expect a machete story out of, somewhere down here, Lakewood, maybe some places like that. You might see a story like this, but this is in Boulder.
Yeah, that's peace and love, man.
Yeah. It's not machete territory.
No, you wearing Birkenstocks.
And you just go with the flow, bro.
Sorry, Boulder.
Is that crazy? No, this is a really serious thing,
it is,
though.
Actually.
Because this guy's terrorizing.
He's obviously mentally ill, right?
He's not hurt anybody. Yeah, if you've got a machete and you're doing what he's doing and you're getting away on a bicycle, there's something wrong.
Especially to random people like that, just going up to people.
And in the bushes?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine you go to your house and all of a sudden there's a guy in your freaking bushes with a machete. You're like, what in what? The hell?
You can't make that up.
No.
You can't prepare for that.
I know. And, you know, and then I always go back to us and the whole gun thing. It's like, I'd feel horrible if he has mental illness, I shoot him. But he has a freaking machete. I'm going to shoot him.
He does.
God.
Yes,
but maybe I'll shoot him in his Birkenstock.
Yeah. You will shoot him in the name of peace and love.
Yeah, right. Wow, that's nuts. Yeah, I had not even heard it. I hate it when I haven't heard news stories. I always feel so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, oh, I didn't even know that was happening.
Well, Jim Hooley is on it, so everybody
feel
safe.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.